Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we're going to hear music and stories about the women of Bach's time. We'll listen to music by Barbara Strozzi and the little-known Antonia Bembo. Robert Freeman, Dean of Fine Arts at the University of Texas, will talk to us about Marianne von Ziegler, who wrote the poetry for several of Bach's cantatas, and, as a special male guest to Into the Light, we'll have music by Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the cantatas which uses von Ziegler's poetry. Let's start right off with some music of Barbara Strozzi, who was born in 1619 and died in 1676, shortly before Bach's birth in 1685. She's a good composer to listen to as we lead up to Bach because she was one of the first composers to write in the form of a cantata. In fact, the invention of the form was once attributed to her. She published 8 books of her compositions during her lifetime. She was a great performer, a singer and lutenist, but her singing had to be contained in private performances since only ladies of ill repute sang in public in 17th century Italy. So her route to getting her music out to the general public was to have it published. Let's listen to a group of 3 songs by Barbara Strozzi. They are entitled Denial, Lovely Eyes, and Song of the Beautiful Mouth. I'll read you the words of the first song to give you the flavor of the texts. If I swear, my life, that I love you, with spiteful words you respond immediately with a denial. I, whose feelings are sensitive, hurry to relieve the insult with kisses.